Michael Arnold, you're the Director of Programming for PRI. Mm-hmm. Do you think PRI and perhaps even NPR will open up the floodgates to what has been described, what the goal is eventually, is this two-way conversation between the news source and the public? Is this something that NPR talks about but doesn't want to do anything about?
Well, I think it's something that they are, you know, they're putting a lot of resources into online projects. They're doing a digital music initiative that they're working on. I think probably PRI and the BBC, I think, actually, are both doing more interesting things. And, you know, we've been doing some things with mobile phones. We've been doing some things with just sort of trying to identify other platform opportunities, and even TV to some extent, and satellite radio, too. We have a American Public Radio, which is part of PRI. It's involved in satellite radio, too.
These are just vehicles to get your product out, though. Is there an attempt to radically transform the relationship between putting the product out there and having more of an interaction? Yeah. What has been described as sort of a media space?
Yeah, PRI is really in a good position to do those kind of things because we own a subsidiary called Public Interactive, which is probably familiar with, which more than half of public radio stations in the country use Public Interactive. So Public Interactive is in the process of developing something called Public Action, which is a social networking tool that stations can use, not just in relationship to their programs, but just in finding ways of interacting with stations. And I think that's really going to be powerful and different. And it's a little bit scary, I think, to stations. I think anytime you invite your audience into part of the creative process, the first thing you want is control, you know? And because quite a while ago, I mean, almost 10 years ago, when the whole internet, you know, the internet bubble stuff was going on, I think that some stations experimented with things and felt like they got burnt by them. So there's sort of this once bitten, twice shy kind of thing.
How were they burned?
Whether it had like a, you know, sort of ability for people to put things on their website and weird things wound up on their website that they were concerned about for libel reasons or whatever. So, I mean, it, you know, you get into a lot of really dicey issues when you open things up. And it's definitely something that the BBC is dealing with. You know, it's sort of like how do you interact? How do you do that? Filtering through all of that stuff and sort of finding the best things and figuring out how to wrestle with technology is something that some stations just aren't equipped to do. And that's where things like Public Interactive and maybe some of the things that NPR is doing and maybe some of the things that American Public Media is doing might be able to make some progress with that. And then another issue is the whole bypass issue, you know, figuring out a way of being able to explore this new space without making stations irrelevant. If you can go directly to NPR to have this kind of interaction with public radio, do you need your local station? I think you do. I think there are a lot of ways you do. And we'll see what happens. You know, it's hard to tell.
This concept of creating a media space where the public radio station or network serves as a curator for this conversation is alien to what public broadcasters have been doing, which is creating a product and putting it out there. This takes away not only control, but status from the journalists, doesn't it? And is that one of the reasons why this isn't happening quicker?
I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but I do think, I think it's pretty obvious that we're a much more communicated society than we were before. And that's why, I mean, you hear a lot of talk about the trusted space, you know, a lot of trust issues, you know, as if other people couldn't be trusted, you know. And I think really what we may be struggling with, and I think with what anybody in the media business is struggling with, is sort of figuring out how to sort of stake out what their space is. And sustainability is a big issue. I mean, even with, you know, people who may have a place online now, just being able to continue to afford to do what they're doing. You know, the whole economy of independent media is changing radically, and, you know, it affects public radio, but I think it affects anybody who's trying to do something, and it can be really easy for independents to get completely cut out, and it just winds up being this big corporate space, and hopefully that won't happen. And I think that's where there's some benefit to having people who have some experience in a non-corporate setting and you know, non-commercial public media have a chance of really staking that out. But again, we haven't figured it out yet. We just have to work on it. So,
Michael, thank you for joining ThoughtCast.
You're welcome.